news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to another edition of Freaks and Effing Geeks, episode 7. I'm your host, Lee Champion, and I'm joined by my co-host, the one and only, Rage. Say hello, Rage.
Hello, Rage.
That's really how we're going to start things off?
Oh, that's exactly how we're going to start things off.
You sound fucked up.
Man, I'm not high at all.
You sound high.
I'm not high at all. I'm not even drunk. I'm sober. The reason why I sound like this is just today was just not a pleasant day at work. It was not a pleasant.
Huh? How many days have you been on your job?
This is my second day.
Okay, so it's your second day on the job, right?
Yep.
And you said today wasn't a good day?
No.
Was your first day a good day?
No.
Interesting. Do tell.
So for those of you who don't know what I do, I clean airplanes for this company called Prime Flight. They're stationed out of Newark Liberty International Airport, a very busy airport. And I clean airplanes. So the problem with this company, it's not funny. The problem with this company is that from top to bottom, there's no authority. There's no management. This whole company is a fucking, it's a wreck. It's a total wreck. You know, I'll go briefly about the first 2 days at work, really. So, first day of work, which was Sunday, I go in there. It's a little bit of a pain to get, you know, to the actual like office or break room, because, you know, airport security is kind of like stiff and a lot of people are going through security. So, you know, that wasn't, it is what it is. So I get to, you know, the break room, and I'm put on a team. Now we're placed on teams to clean air, to clean the planes. The team that I was with was horrible. It was like a bunch of fucking high school students that were really bullshitting around when the only two people that were doing work was me and a Spanish lady. By the way, the entire team besides the Spanish lady was black. Black females. Barely did anything. Took us an hour, probably took us an hour, maybe an hour and a half to get that plane clean.
So how many planes are you supposed to do on a shift?
It really depends. Yeah, it really depends.
So you said six of y'all and it took an hour to clean that plane?
Yeah. A very small plane. But the problem here is that, you know, I had to get, they practically, you know, told me to, you know, vacuum the floors, which I had no problem with, but the vacuum barely worked. It was falling apart on me, which really sucked, right?
Was this today or yesterday?
This was, Sunday. Yeah, okay. Sunday. So we get back to the break room and I'm switched to another team. And we got shit done. I mean, we were cleaning planes. in virtually no time at all. We spent at the most 20 minutes each plane, and we got that shit cleaned very well. We cleaned 11 planes that day, right? So 8:30 comes, time for me to get off. I go back to the break room with the team that I was with. And apparently, I am now working till 10 o'clock. Because the supervisor says that since I was switched with a different team, I am now working their shift, which is now a 2 to 10 shift.
What time did you come in, though?
12:30.
But she still made you stay.
No, but here's the problem. Upon being a new hire, you get to pretty much choose your schedule, right? You either work overnight, you work afternoon, or you work evening. I chose to work afternoon. It best suits me. The 12:30 to 8:30 shifts, right? Okay. Oh my god.
But we ain't got all fucking day. The show don't last that long. Come on.
Wow. So
you're trying to watch basketball and do the show too, aren't
no,
you?
No, the game's over. I'm just shocked we won. But I'm getting yelled at by the fucking supervisor on my first day of work.
Yelled at?
Yeah, I got yelled at by the supervisor. Because I tried to tell him that I'm working a 12:30 to 8:30 shift, and he's trying to mind fuck me into pretty much making me say I work 2 to 10, which no, I didn't have it. So his higher up practically sent me home on the time I was supposed to leave. Right? So that day ended. Today, I get there 12:30 and I'm waiting on a team, and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. And I'm waiting. 2 hours later, somebody comes, and now they're telling me, in order for me to get placed onto a team, I gotta come in extra early, like 11 in the morning, which nobody told me. Nobody told me that. So I get sent to the warehouse where I'm pretty much unloading stuff and whatever, which isn't bad, you know. There were pretty good people working there, so they made the time pass a lot more. They made time pass a little bit more. And this one guy just told me everything about how fucked up this company was. And it was just eye-opening. Number one, you're not on holidays. You know how some companies are paid time and a half. They're paying us time and a quarter, which to some people, it may not seem bad. At least you're getting paid, right? Whatever. Second thing is, none of the employees are guaranteed a break or even get a break, which is against the law, right?
Are you talking about lunch break or are you talking about breaks? What are you talking about?
Lunch break.
So they want you to work your entire shift straight through without any type of break, period.
Yep.
Rage, I need you to be honest because sometimes you can
feel I swear get on everything.
Yeah, that's the way you can't do that.
They want you to do that. That's why so many people are eating in the shithole vans that they put us in.
Yeah, they can't do that, buddy.
Yeah, and they
just labor laws against things and stuff like that. You can't. As a matter of fact, I believe it's after.
We all work 8 hour shifts. None of us are given a break.
After 6 hours, you're supposed to be offered a 15-minute break.
And people have complained about this. So you know what the company, you know what the supervisors do to people that complain? They force you to do overtime, and they don't pay you for your overtime.
Oh. It's not like you're on a plantation. Wait a minute. So.
Yeah, I know, right? Wait. This is modern day slavery.
But the thing is, though, is like, okay. And please don't take no offense.
No.
If it was anybody else telling me this, I would believe them, but it's you. So I got to be kind of skeptical. Because, Rage, you've done this before.
Look, I'm telling you right now, I am not lying about this. Strike me down if I'm lying about this. Look,
So who strikes?
I'm telling you, I am not. I am not lying. I've been told this by their own employees.
I've had it with their asses. I've had it with them. Oh my gosh, I've had it with WWE. This shit has got to stop. I'm sorry, Rage, but these specials and shit during our show. You've been on the air for 3 hours. That's enough.
Yeah,
don't need you running the special during our show.
Yeah, it's rude.
And I know there's people there because I can see how many people are listening versus how many in the chat. I know you're watching Jericho and seeing on Jericho's podcast and listening to this and trying to multitask. I know that's what you're doing.
It's fine, but we have a better show, and the better show is not even on tonight.
Well, no, the crazy part is
I feel like they've taken. I feel like they took Stone Cold's podcast off because it was a little too real for them.
You did that shit. Don't even try to act like you thought that up yourself. All right, so listen. So apparently Stone Cold had made a tweet last week or said something about he's not going to be at WrestleMania. He'll be watching it from the Broken Skull Ranch, right? So what did he do? Oh, so he it was all the speculation about why he wasn't there and this and the other. So apparently, and if there's more than one source, you know, but I did read this, that Vince McMahon was upset with the questions that Stone Cold was asking Triple H about China. So with that, I think he wants a more network-friendly or company-friendly, I forget the exact term, friendly show for the network. Mm-hmm. And yeah, of course you told me because you read that shit. But anyway. So he wants a more network-friendly show. And so he turned Jericho, which I think was out of spite. And tonight they're going to have Johnson on there. What a way to do it, but have the company
the
guy
company
on
guy.
It. The thing about it is that that's why I was against Stone Cold doing it to begin with. And I was concerned that Stone Cold was not going to ask certain
the politically correct questions.
Well, Stone Cold sent a tweet out tonight, and it said that he's going to put all the rumors to rest tomorrow on his show. Well, Cena's on tonight, and I guess that's where everybody's at. Listen, so it must be winding down because motherfuckers starting to file in. Hey, listen.
I'm not watching it.
This shit, Chris Jericho. Nobody's caring about Chris Jericho and his fucking podcast, all right?
Nope.
Every day you're going to pull this shit every Monday night. I'm not having it. All this damn exclusives. I don't care if it's Sting, my favorite wrestler, doing something. He's very thankful that, you know, we weren't on last week. I'd have been hot about that too, because they could have aired that shit during the show.
They definitely could have.
And now this shit with John Cena, and which, by the way, I will say that, you know, I'm liking the whole thing with John. I did tune in and out of Raw tonight, and I'm liking the whole thing with John Cena and his open challenge. It's making him look like not only a U.S. champion, but a TV champion. I guess, and he's going to wrestle every week on TV. I don't know if it's going to be SmackDown, too, but definitely Raw. That's what they kind of, like, alluded to. And if that's the case, then that's what's up.
By the way, you do understand that with Cena, you know, in this mid-card scene now, he's about to run through everybody.
No. See, stop.
He's about to bury.
No.
He is about to he's about to bury every single soul on that mid card.
Okay. Start number one.
Everyone is about to be a member of
Stop.
Everyone is about to be infected with the Cena syndrome.
Okay, number one. These are people who weren't doing anything anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Number two. You can't have it both ways.
Stay not doing anything.
You can't have it both ways. Anybody who is a U.S. champion should be beating or defeating people they wrestle.
Yeah.
If they're going to be a strong. Regardless, if it was John Cena, it would have been somebody else. And would you have said it then? Were you saying it when Rusev did it?
No.
Okay, then. Thank you.
At all.
So don't do it.
It's not John Cena.
It doesn't matter who it is. He's the U.S. champion, and that's the way the champion should function. So don't do it. Okay? Because then you... Wrong show.
Dude is about to bury everybody.
Wrong show, wrong night. Don't come talking this foolishness. Anyway.
How was your week? Yeah, how was your week?
My week has been pretty cool. Let me tell you.
First of all, I want to know, when are you coming here?
All right. Before I start that, let me get back to you real quick. I want to say this about you. I want to say that, dude, your job, all right, I'm just going to say this. You're going to have everybody who has a job is going to deal with some type of shit on their job. And if you thought you were going to walk in there and it was just going to be a day in the park, you got another thing coming. All right. So just, you know, it's a second day on your job. Suck it up and just do the job. You went through all this about getting a job. You got one. Just work the job, man. Work it and bring your ass home. Are you tired at the end of your shift? Are you like wiped out? Like,
am I wiped out at the end of the shift?
Yeah.
I mean, my feet hurt, but
I mean, of course they're gonna hurt. I mean, but I'm just saying. I mean, you're on your feet the whole shift. What I'm saying is, like, when you come home, how do you feel when you get home?
I feel like I just went through a war.
Oh shit! Whatever, man. You know what?
I never felt like this at any other job that I was in.
Yeah, because you worked at fucking Mickey Mouse jobs. You stood at a sink washing dishes at Burger King. They wouldn't let you chop up.
I really think you're
they
putting.
Wouldn't let you're talking to me. You're talking to me. Okay. They wouldn't let you mix the guacamole up at Chipotle. So now.
Those sons of bitches didn't even hire me. That doesn't count.
Exactly. So what I'm saying to you is, like, since I've known you, you've had. Oh, the movie theater. You were there. You couldn't tear the ticket stubs correctly.
What? So, fuck you! Oh my god! Stop! So you've gone from there. Lee, stop.
Point of that is, what is the common?
Lee, no! Stop!
I'm listening.
Before you can go on, there's a reason why I got fired. The reason why I got fired was because I didn't sell enough reward cards to keep my job.
There's more to it. I think you're.
No, there isn't more to it.
Your attendance.
That is what they told me.
Didn't your attendance have something to do with it?
No, that's what they told me.
No. Didn't your attendance have something to do with it?
My attendance had nothing to do with it.
Weren't you late?
Did you miss a day?
Weren't you late to work?
No, I wasn't. I was never late to work.
As you told me you was late. Don't try to renege.
I didn't tell you. I never told you I was late.
All right, let me ask you this, then. How many jobs have you been terminated from?
One
job?
The movie theater.
Okay, so what happened at Burger King?
Burger King, I was in Neptune. I had to move because I had nowhere else to. I mean, look, I was 17 when I had that job. I was still living with my mom. And when she moved, I moved. That's why I left.
Okay, now you're fucking what, 22? You still living with your mother? What's the difference?
Oh, my God.
I mean, you just seem like you strike me the type of person that just make excuses about every damn thing.
No, I don't.
So now you got this job. It's the second day, and you're bitching about it. You should walk up there cheesing with a big ass smile on your face, happy to finally.
Oh yes, master. I cleans up that. I cleans up that plane for you, master. Why
you
takes
you know
money out of my check, master? Of course, I'm master. Yeah.
No. I joked about that earlier, but you know what? You knew damn well what that job entailed before you took it. You knew.
No,
you
I didn't.
You knew you were gonna be cleaning up planes.
No, I didn't. I did not know that's how bad it would get.
So what did you think that you were going to do when you got this job?
Oh, for fuck's sake. I knew I was going to be cleaning, which is fine. I don't necessarily like cleaning up after people, but that's fine.
You took the job. You knew that. So why bitch about it?
No, why did you know? I didn't know how bad the company would be until I was
I'm not talking about the way they run things and their treatment of employees. I'm talking about the basics of what this job, the job description, what this job entails. Did you or did you not know about that before you accepted the job offer? Because they made an offer to you with the amount of pay that you were going to make plus the descriptive of what the position entailed. And So what did you think you were going to be doing?
I didn't think I was. I didn't have a thought of what I was going to do. I knew what I was going to do. That's it.
But you said before you started this job last week, you said you'd be cleaning planes.
Yeah, and now they're throwing me everywhere else but where I'm supposed to be.
So what else have you done? Because so far when you talked earlier, all you said you were cleaning the planes.
I cleaned planes, and today I was in a warehouse.
So you said you cleaned 11 planes. You said you cleaned one plane.
That was yesterday. That was on Sunday.
So yesterday you cleaned 11 planes.
Yes.
And today you were in a warehouse, so you got removed. For what reason? Why?
I didn't.
You said you got yelled at. What'd you get yelled at for again?
I think you're not listening to me.
Okay. I'm listening. You said you got yelled at because you got switched to another team.
And yeah, that was on a 2-10 shift.
And your guy, I
was supposed to work a 2-10 shift when I was with them. When I kept on telling him I worked 12:30 to 8:30, which he clearly didn't understand me. Today,
where's your schedule? Where's your schedule? Is it posted?
Idiots don't give me a schedule. They don't give anybody a schedule.
How do you know when you work? Your schedule has to be posted.
They gave me a paper. They gave me a piece of paper.
So where's the paper at, Reed?
Oh my God. I got it. Hold on a second.
Don't go get it. I can't help you.
Oh, I got it already.
How the fuck did you get the paper? I can't do shit for you. I just asked if you had it for them.
Just shut up and listen, all right?
How the fuck are you unfolding the paper or the air?
Shut up and listen. They told me. Here it is. Days off. Wednesday, Thursday. Days that I'm working. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. 12:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Team B14.
Did you have that paper with you when you talked to your manager?
Yes, I did. But
did
no.
Did you show him the said paper?
I have the paper. I talked to him on the phone that was given to me by one of the team members.
You just said that you went on break, and when you came back from break, your manager switched you to another team.
Oh, my God.
And he argued with you.
The manager wasn't – no, the manager – oh, my God.
That's what you said earlier.
Oh, my God. You're confusing the shit out of me. Okay, listen. Because now you're starting to sound like him. The guy
– no, because you can't get your life together.
No, I'm not lying, because they took me off. No, they didn't even take me off. We finished cleaning the plane. We got into the van to go back to the break room, right? Then I was switched to another team, which the team where I cleaned up all of those planes with them, right? My shift was over at 11, was at over at 8:30. I told them that this was my time to go. They said fine. They dropped me back off at the break room. Then the team lead called up the guy to tell them that I'm off. She gave me the phone. That's when I got yelled at by that guy, because I kept on trying to tell him what was up, but he kept on interrupting me. And I said, "Hold on a moment. Nobody ever told me that if I'm switching teams, I'm supposed to be on their shift. No, I work a 12:30 to 8:30 shift." He said, "No, you gotta work a 2-10, 2-10. No, I work 12:30 to 8:30 like I chose when I was hired. But then then she took her phone away. Then she said, "Don't worry about it." Max said, "Go on home," which I went on home. Today, I got there 12:30 and I'm waiting on a team, waiting.
But you just told me that they told you to come in at 2:30 now.
I didn't tell you to come at 2:30. No, I didn't.
No, listen. Reed, you said that he told you on the phone that if you switch to this new team, you have to work 2 to 10:30 or 2:30, 10:30, whatever. So why would you go in a day at 12:30 if you know you're on this new team and your schedule changed?
It's not because everyone you're not with the same team every day.
Well, you didn't say that to me, Reed. So if that's the case, then you don't know when you work, because you just told me everyone picks a schedule. But then you said the demand told you whatever team you're on.
Yeah, everyone picks a schedule when you're hired.
Okay, but then you told me that he also told you that whatever team that you're on, that you have to work the schedule that team is on. So wouldn't it behoove you to make sure that you find out the next day what team, or let them know, look, this is the schedule I need to work.
But that's the problem. But that's the problem.
All right, you know what? We can eliminate. Wait, hold up. You can eliminate all this. When you fill out your application, what did you put your availability down as?
I put my availability down at I put it under. What time did I put it under?
Did you put a time or did you put any time?
I put any time.
Well, then you know what? They can have you work whenever they want because you put your available any time. So regardless of what you say you want to work, doesn't matter. You made yourself available any time. That you said you're available anytime. They can schedule you anytime. If you locked in your availability and said, "I can only work from this time, then they would have to stick
if
to you.
If they gave me 12:30 to 8:30, okay. Then I intend to stick with that schedule.
And you know what? I can kind of understand what you mean with that. But I'm just letting you know, going forward, if they want to schedule overnight, they can schedule overnight. And if you don't want to work it, they can let you go and be like, well.
They're not going to do that.
They're not going to do it, but they just did all this other stuff that you.
What sense does it make to schedule to have someone pick out a schedule if you're going to fuck them over and tell them, you're working here, you're working here, you're working there, you're working that stuff? What fucking sense does that make? Which means we have a structure problem here. Which means we have a system problem here. From top to bottom, the higher ups, all of it, this entire company is in fucking shambles. And it's not my fault.
You won't be there long. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you one last time, okay? Because you seem slow, and maybe this is why the manager got on there. Talk to me. Right? We've discussed this, all right?
Enough about me. How was your week?
Yeah, enough about you, because we done wasted shit. What are we in?
I didn't even want to get into.
Okay, whatever. We're moving along, whatever, because I don't have time for you tonight and your bullshit. We're gonna get together with some people. If somebody can set up like a little I don't know how to do it on Facebook. If someone can tell me how to set up one of those polls, we want to see how long rage lasts on this job. We want to set that up. Because at the rate you're going, you're going to be able to hold down no job.
I can hold down a job. I just don't like it when the structure is fucked
up. Okay, that's
a lot of places.
That's a lot of places. All right, you're not the only one.
Well, I want you to work here then.
You're not the only one.
You'll see exactly what I mean.
I've had many jobs where the structure was not to my liking. Pretty sure that there's people in the chat room. I'm pretty sure there's people that there's the same way on their jobs. They would like things to be different. But that's just the way it is because you're dealing with people, okay? And that's just how it is.
Yeah, I'm dealing with people that obviously can't do their own fucking job.
Yeah, and on the second day, you're able to rate this. You know what? We're moving on because I ain't got time for this. Let's go away. Good luck. Good luck with you and your job. My week was it was nice. Well, it was nice. You know, it was real cool. My son's birthday was Saturday, so we had a great time. And then Saturday night, Lex and I got a chance to hook up finally and didn't realize we haven't talked in a long time. And by the time we finished taping, it ended up being like 4 hours. So look forward to that. I'm not sure if it's going to be one big show or if it's going to be broken up or how it's going to be, but you know, we got a chance to really talk and you know, it was cool. We did it was three years that we had, since we had been on. So, you know, he was
That's nice. That's good.
Yeah, he's a great, great, great co-host. So I'm very thankful for Lexicon. Anyway, moving on. I didn't say anything.
I know.
So you got in tonight, right? Which, by the way, I asked you yesterday. You said, do you want to do show prep? And you said you were going to be. That's what explains why you. I saw a missed call. Why you called late? Because you were still fooling around at work. But anyway,
I wasn't fooling around. I was actually trying to get home.
I said I would be available from 9:30, 10:30 because I had to get up early.
Yes, and I was trying to get home. I got off at 8:30 yesterday. The bus.
Took you 2 hours to get home?
Are you going to blame me for that? Or are you going
to
blame
me? I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying it took you 2 hours to get home because any other time you say it takes you 15 minutes, you can get where you want to get to. You said you can get from the arena, from Raw home in 15 minutes. You said you can get from Phil's house to your house in 15 minutes. So I'm just assuming that you fucking teleport from one spot to another.
Yeah, well, the problem here is that New Jersey Transit's bus drivers are fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. You know what? It's always somebody else's fault. It's never yours.
Yeah, and it is. It is truly somebody else's fault.
It's always somebody's fault for you.
We're sitting here. I'm sitting there waiting at the bus stop. This guy is taking freaking 45 minutes to get there. So I catch the bus to Penn Station.
Okay, you've done enough complaining tonight. It's always something with you.
Yeah, because I'm off.
It's fine. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. You don't have scissors. You don't have glue, and you live in a shoebox. All right, let's move on.
Okay,
The next thing. Oh, so anyway, you called me, and you're like, what did you say? Oh, you're like, did I miss anything on Raw? And I'm like, oh, dude, they had Pac. I call them by their names. that I know him by, Pac and Tyler Black or Neville. I'm not calling him that. That sounds like my mouse name, Neville. That sounds very small. And he is a small dude, but it makes him seem small, like tiny. I mean, it's just Neville. I can't call him.
They're giving him
Adrian money. Neville, yes, but Neville. You know what Neville sounds like? It sounds like Fievel. Remember Fievel from American Tail? You remember that movie?
I hate that movie.
You remember that?
Yeah.
You do? What was it about?
I don't remember what it was about, but I know what you're talking about. It was that rat movie.
Did you ever see what is it called? Never Ending Story?
A while ago.
Which one? I'm talking about the original, not those shitty ass remakes.
It was the first one, but it was a long time ago.
How long is a long time ago?
Probably like 10 years ago.
Okay, what was it about?
I don't remember. That was how long it's been. I haven't seen that movie in forever.
Okay, yeah, you ain't see it. Anyway, so back to what I was saying.
On TV anymore.
Neville came out to Seth Rollins, and they had a match, and I was really surprised that it happened. And I'm wondering, because they said that Vince was backstage at NXT at, I guess, when they had WrestleMania weekend. And he was really impressed on, you know, how things were going. So, you know, I was surprised they had let those two go at it. And I watched it. I was kind of shocked. I was like, no, something's going to happen. His little crew or his authority crew is going to jump in. That authority crew looks like fucking Lord of the Rings. You got big ass Big Show and Kane, and you got little ass Jamie Noble and fucking Mercury.
Mercury or Joey Mercury?
Whatever his name is. What is his name? That's him? Joey Mercury?
Joey Mercury.
And they some short asses, and you got these big ass two. And Big Show started to look more and more like King Kong Bundy every day. When he walks out, he looks like King Kong Bundy every day. I'm looking at him like, what the? But anyway, so it's just, they look like the oddities is when they come out there. But anyway, so I was surprised that match took place. You know, I was like, that's what's up. I told you about John Cena already. You know what? Tony C has said something. He was talking about how Roman Reigns didn't get any reaction. I noticed one of the things tonight was
when Randy Orton. That main event didn't get any reaction?
Well, no. I'm talking about when people thought about the possibility of Randy Orton being in the main event at Extreme Rules, it was just quiet. Like, nobody said anything. So.
Guess what?
You know, and that was so Vince McMahon was liking that show, and it ran like, and I think he paid extra money or something. Like, they ran extra till 1 o'clock because Vince was enjoying it, which is kind of concerning to me because I'm hoping that he doesn't. I hate to say it like this, he doesn't put his stink over it and try to like. One of the things that NXT now has been sending guys down there to work. Like on a regular basis, like they had Cesaro there for a while, and they blah 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 blah. They got Rhino there working. In the past, one of the complaints I had was when they would send like every week a WWE superstar down there. So they would have Cena down there, or they would have Big Show go down, or Kane go down. I was like, because you know what? No way they was gonna let those guys lose. And I was like, just let NXT be NXT, and it's fine. So I'm wondering if this match happened. With Pac and Aaron Neville is the dude with the big mole on his face. With Adrian Neville and Tyler, Adrian Neville and Seth Rollins. I wonder if that's going to be, you know, if that was because of Vince enjoying himself or whatever. So I don't know. But anyway, Cody Rhodes. I thought he came out looking like the Creeper, but he came out when I looked at it because the stream I had was. He looked like Mr. Sinister, like straight up. And that's another thing. All right, so Finn Balor was his gimmick towards the end of his indie run. And
so you think they're ripping off of him?
I'm wondering because like he would do okay. Well, no, he in the indie scene he would do the Joker, He's been the Punisher. He's been Carnage.
A Punisher?
Yeah, he's been all these different characters. He's been, like, with the paint, the body paint and everything. He's been all of these comic characters. And I think he's only done one. Maybe he was Carnage in NXT. I don't think he's done any more than one. I think everything else has been unique. But the fact of is, like, I'm noticing that, like, they'll take moves from some of these indie stars on the main roster. They'll take them, and I wonder what's going to happen when they get there. For example, Chris Hero, when he was there, he had that forearm that he would do. And next thing you know, Wade Barrett has the bullhammer out of nowhere. All right? Kevin Owens, Kevin Steen, whatever, he does the cannonball in the corner. Now all of a sudden, Rusev is doing this cannonball in the corner. All right? Then you had and it was just like taking stuff from, you would notice indie wrestlers would do stuff. I mean, Dean Ambrose is another one. That whole thing where he goes under the ropes and then comes back. I mean, Nigel McGuinness, or who you know as Desmond Wolfe, he was doing that years ago. So it's certain shit you see. So I'm just wondering what happens to these guys when they get to the main roster. Are they still going to have these moves? So Sami Zayn has the Helluva kick. Is he still going to have that? Well, obviously Sheamus has the bro kick, but I think that they don't let him have that. That's a move that's not like the powerbomb. You know how all big guys had a powerbomb or a chokeslam? I think now certain people, they only allow them to have these moves. So I don't know. But so Brock Lesnar is suspended.
I wouldn't be surprised, man.
Well, Brock Lesnar suspended, and you were the one that was talking about, well, I don't think he's going to work that same schedule because, you know, since they re-signed him, I think he's going to work more dates. Well, no. He's suspended.
What?
I'm just saying, like, he's suspended indefinitely. That's their excuse to get him off TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, when they say suspended indefinitely, when somebody gets suspended, you get suspended, you got to go out in style. You think he went out in style?
You enjoyed that beatdown.
Which one?
You know, the beatdown he put on the camera guy, Michael Cole, and all of them.
Oh, it was cool. I wish he had done more.
Yeah.
I really do. I wish he had done a whole lot more. It reminded me of, I don't know if you remember Lean On Me when Joe Clark suspended Mr. Darnell.
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. It was like Jack Tunney-esque ruling. It was like, she's like, Brock, put that man down. Put that man down, Brock.
Put that man down.
And it's like, for a second when he got suspended, he shook his head. He could play the Incredible Hulk. He looked like the Incredible Hulk for a second. And it was like, Hulk smash.
That's what I want. I want Brock Lesnar as the next Incredible Hulk in the next Avengers movie.
They should have had him doing this stuff he's doing now that he did do last Monday. He should have been doing that.
Yeah.
He should have been doing that. But instead, they wanted to put him into obscurity, the place they say they took Sting out of. That's where they put Brock. Let me shut up. Anyway, so Mr. Darnell, he got suspended. And let's see what happens to Mr. Darnell. Why Mr. Darnell got suspended, and what happened after he got suspended?
Mr. Clark, just what was that all about?
They said no one moved during the singing of the school song. Now, if you can't understand that, find yourself another place to work.
I was picking up a piece of paper.
They contradicted me in front of my students.
They're my students.
They are my students, Mr. Darnell.
Just what are you trying to prove? I'm working my ass off for you. Took the demotion. I'm doing my job. And you're just getting your rocks off by treating me like trash.
No, sir. That's what you were picking up.
God damn it! You give me the goddamn respect you would damn well want yourself, or I will kick your black ass.
You are suspended, sir. As of right now. Get out! Hulk smash!
Oh my God.
Mr. Darnell smash!
What is going on?
Mr. Darnell is suspended. Indefinitely.
See?
Mr. Darnell smash!
He turned into the Hulk. I took the emotion from you. You treated me like trash. No, sir, that's what you were picking up. You won't give me the respect I damn well deserve. Well, I will kick your black ass. Mr. Donnell, you are suspended. And he flipped that desk over. No, hold on. For those that didn't ever see that clip, when he got smart with Mr. Donnell and told him that, what did he say? He said, no, sir, that's what you're picking up. Mr. Donnell snatched that file out of his hand, slammed that shit down, pointed his finger in his face and told him he's going to kick his black ass. Not his ass, but his black ass. What if Mr. Donnell was white and said that shit?
I'll kick your white ass, whitey.
No. What if he said that? Oh my gosh. He would have got away with it for the movie. That shit would have been hilarious. But no.
I feel like... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was gonna get into the Justin Roberts shit. But go ahead.
Are we cutting coming? Will you hold on?
I know. I'm just saying, man. I've been. It's just been intriguing me. But yeah.
No, because before we talk about Justin Roberts, I want to talk about one more story, and I want your opinion on it.
Okay, go ahead.
I've been waiting for a couple of days to see what you have to say about this. Your thoughts.
Okay.
So Brock Lesnar. Since we talk about Brock, I guess between after this had to happen, I assume it happened after he got suspended, quote unquote suspended indefinitely. That there's a story that we found that said Brock Lesnar buys a U.S. town and renames it Suplex City. What are your thoughts on that?
In Minnesota, I think this shows how badass Brock Lesnar is. This shows how much Brock Lesnar is the shit.
Rage, how much do you think he bought it for?
Oh my god, like less than 10 million? I want to say, what, 5, 6 million?
Rage?
Yeah. 5 to 6 Rage. Mil?
Rage, please. Please tell me, Rage. Please. Tell me, Rage.
5 to 6 million?
How do you think the people felt about that, Rage?
About renaming the city Suplex City?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would assume they would be up in arms about it.
Mm-hmm.
They were pissed off? Of course they was.
Did you hear a lot of...
Why should they be? Come on. Brock Lesnar made them famous.
Did you hear a lot of reports about this?
Other than when you gave me, no.
Wow.
I was shocked when you showed me this. I was like, yo, Brock Lesnar's a fucking... This dude.
If I told you that
this dude is a badass. He's badass.
Do you know what the word...
How much did he pay for that city?
I'm going to give you a second, Rage.
What?
Shit.
What did he pay?
I'm trying so hard, Rage.
What did he pay?
Oh my god. Rage.
Yeah, so what? You can't hear me?
Gullible. You Rage, it's not fucking real, Rage.
It's not real?
Oh my god.
Oh, it's not real. Really. This is on Kayfabe News.
Oh my god.
Literally, I want you to go fuck yourself now.
Me? Me?
Go fuck yourself.
Me?
Go fuck yourself for showing me that. Go fuck yourself for making me believe that shit was real. Go fuck yourself. Because you literally just made me look like a fucking asshole.
No,
fuck you, bro. No, fuck you, Lee. Fuck you. Fuck you.
You did a fine job
fuck
doing it all
you. And anybody who thinks that's funny, fuck you. Fuck all y'all. Fuck all y'all. Okay.
Whatever, who believes something like that? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Kiss my ass.
Yo, I gave you days. I gave you days, Rage. I just knew. I thought you were going to respond when I showed you that. I thought you were going to respond like, oh, that's bullshit. I bet you how many people believe that. And you kept going. I was like, no, he's joking. He's joking.
He had the money for it.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, fuck
to
you.
Buy a city.
To buy a city.
Who said the city was okay? So people, they're selling cities now, Rage.
Are they?
Oh shit!
He's got the money to buy it. Shit, he's not Oprah rich, but he's rich.
Do you have that article still?
Not anymore, no.
I think that article came out on April Fool's Day, by the way.
Fuck you, man. Fuck you.
Fool.
Fuck you.
You said I made you sound like you were really mad.
Shut up. Fuck you.
It's your fault. Why would you it's believe something fault. Like that? How is it my fault?
Always doing your best to try and make me look stupid. Fuck you, yo. Fuck you.
Oh, my gosh. Yo, dude. Why would you believe something like that, Rage? You want to talk about Justin Roberts?
Yeah, let's talk about Justin. Yeah,
but you know what this proves, though? This proves you shouldn't believe. What was the name of his article, too? But what was it like? Believe half of what you see or half of what you hear?
Fuck off.
Reed, you believe every fucking thing that you hear. Everything. That's the beef that everybody has with you on this network. That's why there's this remnant of individuals who fuck with you for sport. Because,
and fuck them too, shit.
Because you make it them so too. Easy.
They want to sit here and call me. They want to sit here and call me dumb and stupid, and I'm just a kid. They're half as stupid as I. They're just as stupid as I am.
Wait a minute. There you go. But there's so many. Somebody get this man a body bag because he's playing the victim. You're just a kid.
Yeah, that's what they say. Oh, I'm just a kid. I'm like, fuck you. These people are just as are almost as dumb as. Fuck it. More dumb than I could be.
Well, they said they. Apparently, you drank yourself into a stupor because AJ Lee quit. Or she retired.
I didn't do any of that. It was a downer. But she, you know.
It was probably a downer.
It was a downer, you know.
You didn't see that coming.
Because that Divas. I knew it was coming.
She waited for that WrestleMania.
I knew at some point it was. I just didn't know it was, like, you know, now. My IQ is fine, sir.
Oh, Rage, you just... I don't hear you complaining about Rage, I cannot believe that you thought that article was real.
Fuck you, dumb. Fuck you, Lee.
For a second, I thought maybe he's going along with it for the people on the page. Oh, my gosh. That's why I tried to throw hints. I got quiet. I was like, Rage, how much do you think he... Rage! So you think that...
My IQ is none of your damn business.
You think just because he won... Or just because he said what he came out with this phrase at WrestleMania, that he decided that he's going to go buy just some random town and rename it, just because
he could do it. He's Brock Lesnar.
Idiot. Go ahead. Let's see. Did we cover? You didn't see Raw. I'll let Double A&M talk about the commentary team. I ain't going to fuck with them. We talked about your job and my reunion with Lex and. Let's go ahead and talk about Justin Roberts, and then we'll take a talk about Justin Roberts, and we'll take a little break. Go ahead.
So, Justin Roberts put out a very interesting. I don't know if this was like a blog report or something like that, but he pretty much in his blog stated that when they inducted Connor into the Hall of Fame, that it was really WWE using philanthropy as marketing. That it wasn't sincere and all of that. Because Justin Roberts really had a lot of, like, care and love and respect for Connor, and he felt it was shitty for them to do that. So... I'm gonna try and bring up the article, and it was a very scathing piece.
So, what do you think?
Did I think it was like a ploy? I mean,
you approached me with the article.
It's hard to say. It really is, because I kind of see when you read what he's saying. I can see where he's coming. I can see where this could be like some sort of like, you know, philanthropy is marketing sort of thing. But if they did have this level of care for this little boy who was like, you know, who didn't have much time left, who had cancer, then and they went out of his way to do that. And if they really did have enough care for him, then I can understand WWE's point of view. But you know, it's really hard to tell.
I think as a business, I mean, I'll say this: I don't think that there are definitely people in the company that cared about this dude and stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the end of the day, they have business and they have things that they do to, you know, I mean, for public relations, and it's a PR move. You know, that's just how it is. I mean, the whole thing with if you worked here before and you can, you will pay for your rehab. That's part of it. At this, some places, okay, there could be someone, and there are people who leave the company, and they are straight up bitter.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, they do it every time. I mean, some people don't even leave a job and they're bitter. Some people work a job for 2 days and they're bitter. You know, they haven't been there long enough to really experience that much, but they're already complaining about their job and shit.
And then go ahead, sorry.
But that went right over your head. But anyway,
No. I understand what you're coming from. I was just about to compliment on that. Like,
I was gonna say, but then there are cases where the sad part is that because that happens so much, that there are people who may legitimately have an issue, and it's not them being bitter. And I'm not saying this is Justin. I don't know. So I'm not saying Justin Roberts. I don't have a right to say what category he goes in. Cause I don't, you know, I haven't heard much about him like that. So I'm not going to comment on that, but there are on a lot of jobs too. There are people who may tolerate a lot of shit, never complain about it. And they leave and they say something. It may not be out of bitterness. It's just them speaking of what their experience was. And unfortunately, some people just aren't going to – they're going to still put them in that category, or you're just saying that because you're bitter. Again, I don't know. And I will say that there are things that companies do, and a lot of these big companies do it. WWE is no exception, and it goes along with it, the whole public relations thing. Just like you'll see people when they do stuff for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We're going to make the ring rope pink for this month, or Pepsi or Coca-Cola say, oh, we're going to make all these soda caps for this month pink. If they really cared about that shit.
They don't really give a shit.
Well, I'm just saying, if these companies really cared about it, truly, truly, all the time, then the caps would always be pink. The ring ropes would always be pink. They'd always be selling stuff that would be raising money for the stuff.
How much of those proceeds that they take in, how much of that actually goes to, you know, these breast cancer foundations like Susan G. Komen and all that, do they actually go to them?
Now, with that, I will say this: a lot of times these companies will raise the money. It's no doubt in my mind that
it's the difference like between raising awareness and, you know,
well, actually donating. I'm not going to put that on WWE because they're in other businesses, because they are, majority of business will give, and they'll let you know 100% proceeds will go to that cause. Now, once they give it to that organization, we don't know how much money goes to research or how much money goes to pay these people to research. They ain't volunteering it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some places you – like, for example, that was a big deal they had back with when they were sending money to Haiti and sending money for Hurricane Katrina and tsunamis and stuff, about how much of this money, these funds are going to this cause. I mean, that's the whole thing with Sally Struthers and her 17-cent children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you say donate 17 cents a day, you can feed a child. And really – they was like, shit, them children, by the time they pay for all this other shit, they was like maybe a penny of that 17 cents would make it over there.
Now, I want to ask something about this. Last year, when they when Warrior talked about this whole Warrior Award, was it supposed to go to the people in the back, like the employees in the back?
Okay, number one, that was Warrior talking. There was no – he didn't create an award, okay?
I know, but when he was talking about that there should be.
Well, what he said was, he said there are people in the back, like the person who does the vignettes and all that stuff, and et cetera, who those people guys should get recognized too, and he would hope that one day they would get recognized in the Hall of Fame.
So they spun this to make it into...
Do I think that every time they show Connors, Candace at the other day, no, I don't. I don't. I really don't. I think, like I said, it's a company. And they're going to – I mean, it looks good on their part to do stuff like this. I'm not saying that they don't care and that's the only way they're doing it, but part of the reason why is because of that. it was an opportunity, and they took it. I mean, shit, people do it all the time. Yeah, but I'm not saying that they don't give a damn about the boy and his family. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, I mean, anybody who thinks that it was just totally, just the kindness of their heart, just totally doing that, no. It makes them look really, really good to be able to do that. And in most of these businesses, you got somebody like Paul Heyman, who really, in real life, is not a character. And I don't know how much of him is him and how much of him is the character, but you have people like that that, look, whatever's going to work or looks good, I mean, they will lie, cheat, steal, make anything. I'm just saying, that's what it is. I mean, they're publicly traded companies. So there are people that are extremely concerned about their image, because their a positive image for them generates more money, is what it does. So
I mean, Justin is like, he's claiming that WWE spun this award into something that it wasn't supposed to be, because it was supposed to honor the people in the back. Like, who did he list here?
But that's the thing, though. There was no award that was okay. They could decide what they wanted that award to, who they wanted that award to be for. And like I said, you know me, I'm going to call straight down the middle. I'm not siding with him or WWE. And Mega Powers have posted this. And it's true. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm one for, you know, I mean, call faults on both sides if their fault's there. Or whatever it is. Yeah, Justin Roberts. I mean, it's one of the things I noticed when I read the article was it sounded like he was kind of disappointed because he had made friends with Connor and his family, and he kind of got moved out of the picture. And I mean,
really?
Did you read the article?
Yeah, it didn't feel like that at all.
Well, that's what he said. He said that he had these ideas and that and the other, and they changed his ideas around, and he didn't, you know, he thought his ideas were better. That's totally.
I mean, but reading into that, like,
there's no reading into it.
I feel like that. I feel like that's just WWE. Like, WWE doesn't really take anybody's ideas and really run with it. They're listening to their own ideas.
Okay, listen to what he said. All right. And it sounds like from what he said that he was hurt about it. Like, he was disappointed. I don't want to exaggerate, you know, put words in his mouth. But, I mean, from what I read, I mean, he said he had an idea that Biggie Langston was a champion at the time and Conor would come down and he would have graphics and music and blah, blah, blah. And then he would come down and he would Justin Roberts would be announcing it and that he would pin Biggie. And he said that Triple H took Biggie out and put himself in. And he said that he wanted to talk to Stephanie about it and she – just kept talking. No, she said talk to. She sent him to talk to somebody else about it, and he was like, he thought it was kind of weird, but whatever. Then he said he asked Triple H about something. And Triple H just turned his back and walked away, and so it did sound like he was disappointed about a whole lot of stuff that went on.
Mm-hmm.
Period. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I'll be honest with you. I didn't know he had that relationship with the boy unless till he said it, because if anything, it seemed more like Daniel Bryan did. And according to him, Daniel Bryan didn't have that much of a relationship with the boy. Mm. Outside of the fact that the boy was, Daniel Bryan was his favorite wrestler. I mean, it's look, when it comes to these situations, you're never going to know exactly what happened for sure. I mean, we weren't there or part of it. So, I mean, it's, people are just going to take sides on who they choose to believe with. Somebody's going to side out with him. Somebody's going to side with WWE. They both could have been at fault. They both could be telling their versions. Who knows? All I know is that, like I said, they're a company. I wouldn't put it past them to capitalize off of something like that. It was an opportunity. Not saying that they didn't care. Yeah, they probably really cared about this guy and his family and probably have done a whole lot for them. But at the end of the day, it also makes them look good as a company to show this stuff. It's a tearjerker and it gets them. I mean, it was a lot of time dedicated to him and the Warrior. I mean, look how it looks. I mean, you had two people that died within a month of them having moments around WrestleMania last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think Warrior died the day after that Raw, and Connor died, I think, the next month. Or later, a couple of weeks later to the next month. And they had, or they were in a position, they were poised, they were in a position where they were able to help these families out through this rough and difficult time. And they need to be commended for that. But they've done, went out of their way to show a great deal, and a lot of time was given towards these, you know, these families and four. And this is not the end of it. You're going to constantly see Connor's cure. Connor, I mean, you got a parent that brings their child in, or you got, I mean, this is what WWE does. Like I said, to, for their image, this is something that they're going to do to make them the money. You know what I'm saying? Parents with Make-A-Wish and all this stuff. I mean, this is stuff that's, you know, I mean, given championship belts and free, I mean, this isn't something that you know, Vince is just like, oh, I just want to do this. You know, when I one day I always said I wanted to give back to the children. You know, I said, no, this is a point where, you know, this stuff looks very, very, very good on their part. And they go out of their way to do this stuff. Donations rage and donations and all that shit you make, those are write-offs. You see these celebrities and they making donations and all this other, those are write-offs. They get to write that stuff off tax-wise and all that. Again, I'm not saying that these people don't care about these families and stuff. All I'm saying is that they're going to milk that shit for what it's worth. Believe that.
Wow.
That's just how it is. Plain and simple. I mean, this young man had, there's a whole lot of children that die from cancer. And, you know, there's a whole lot of wrestlers who passed. Warrior just so happened to die the day after WrestleMania. You know, did they do any type of, when Macho Man or any other wrestler dies, do you see them making statues and all this stuff for them?
Mm-hmm. No.
And I'm not saying that they have to do any of this stuff, but I'm just saying, I mean, the way this shit just happened, that's just my opinion of it. I mean,
you got a point.
Yeah, tribute to the troops is another one. You know how that good that looks on. And the thing is like these. And if you're a troop, if you're a veteran, if you're active or non-active military, I believe you still get in for. I don't know if it's free or if it's a.
Yeah, like, you get in for free.
So yeah, I mean, this is stuff.
If you support, if you give like your military ID.
So what I'm saying to you is that, like, you know, this is, I mean, in no way at all should they be criticized for doing this stuff. But you can't take away from the fact that at the end of the day, this is a business, and Justin Roberts got to remember that too. They have an image to maintain, and if they didn't, they wouldn't worry about certain. I mean, that's the whole thing with the wellness policy and all that shit. I mean, making that public and out there, why couldn't they just have that policy but not make it public and just keep it to themselves? The street, three strikes and all that shit, they keep other stuff that they don't want the public to know about. They try to keep that shit public. I mean, private. You've heard those calls that Vince and George Barrios and all them been on. If it's somebody asks them a question they don't want nobody to know, they will skirt around that shit and move right on along. So I'm just saying, I mean, this is what businesses do. And it's not something that's unique to WWE. They shouldn't be put at fault for it. I don't think at all they, you know, I mean, the families definitely benefited from WWE. They said it themselves. They contributed to their family. They did a great thing for those families they did not have to do. And it looks no different if you were in need on your job and you were in some type of stress or whatever, distress, and your job would sit up there and, okay, we're going to donate this to Marquise and his family, blah, blah, blah. You know, and then all of a sudden they put a posters up with your picture on it, and this is such and such foundation helping associates. You know, we do this, and in 2015 we were able to raise such and such X amount of dollars for associates and or employees in need. Blah 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 blah. It looks good on their part to be able to do that. Yeah, they helped you out. You're not gonna complain about it. You got the help. A disgruntled employee might be like, you know, yeah, they only do this because you know they benefit from it at the end.
Yeah.
Like I said, I really can't say. I mean, when it comes to certain things, it's the same thing like the CM Punk situation. I mean, I think they both had faults when it came to certain things. You know, I'm not going to put blame on WWE. I'm not going to put total blame on him. They both, I mean, you wrong is wrong. You know, I mean, that's just all it is to it. And, you know, this situation, I really don't see what WWE did wrong. It's whatever. I mean, I don't think. I mean, maybe because my expectations of them is along those lines. That's why I'm not surprised. It doesn't make me. But obviously, this is something that you're kind of shocked about. You know, I mean, hey, whatever. Why don't we go ahead and
take a break?
Yeah. Why don't we go ahead and take a break, and it won't be too long, just about a minute or so if you want to go grab something to drink real quick. And then we'll come back and go over this news real quick. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right.
Look, fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
All right, we're back. That was quick. I hope you got enough time to wet your whistle.
A minute.
That was funny, though. That was some funny-ass shit.
Yeah, that shit classic. Lee Champion, Rage, Creator, back. Freaks and Geeks, Episode 7. Thank you all for joining us tonight. Those listening on download, again, part of Rant EM Radio, coming to you live Monday nights, immediately following Raw. Thank you so much for joining us. And let's go ahead. Rage, why don't you go ahead and we'll go ahead and do a little mini plug and we can do again at the end. Why don't you go ahead and plug?
All right. So tomorrow.
We got a big event coming up. Soon.
We do have a big event coming up. I'll get there. All right. So tomorrow will be the episode number 399 of The Rant, and I'll tell you why that's important in a moment. But, tomorrow night is The Rant at 8 o'clock, on Tuesdays. And, on Wednesdays is Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Dave Mega Powers. That is at 9 o'clock on Wednesdays. Thursdays, doubleheader day. First is the Rexplex at 7 o'clock with our boy Rex from New Orleans. And then at 9 o'clock it is Mofo Magic and the boys at Rant and Wrestling. That'll be at 9 o'clock on Thursdays. Fridays, we may have a new episode of the, we will have a new episode of the Lex podcast because Lee's on it. Right?
Yes, I am. I'm on it.
Yes. He will be on it. For 4 hours. Yeah, that'll be
my original partner in crime. I love you, Lex.
That'll be on this Friday at 7, I believe. Yeah. 7 o'clock? You get a confirmation on that?
I believe that's the time that he's coming on when he comes on at 7. Give me a second. It is...
I just gotta get a little confirmation on that. No time specified yet. Lex will update you on... We'll update you on the start time throughout the week. Check the group page for more information on that. Saturday nights is the Wrestling Calling Show with William Morgan at 11 o'clock. Sunday is the What Are You Reading comic book show at 5 o'clock. And big event coming up next, well, actually in two weeks from tomorrow night, will be the big 400th episode of the Mothership Show.
Wait. 2 weeks from tomorrow night?
No, 1 week, dude. 1 week. You're right. Okay. 1 week. Sorry about that. 1 week. 1 week from tomorrow night. Sorry about that. 1 week from tomorrow night, the big 400th episode of the Mothership Show, which is The Rant. That will begin at 8 p.m. Eastern, and I'm telling you right now, it will be big. It will be the beginning of a new era on Rant EM Radio.
We'll be getting a new theme. I love my rant themes. E-double-A need to put a CD out with all the rant themes on there.
I know, right?
The rant theme. The best, you know my favorite one is the one... It's showtime, folks. That's my shit. Because, of course, Sting's in there. But you know what? But the thing... I'm trying... No, but Double Eight used to do it when... actually, as a matter of fact, I think when I first started listening, Double Eight would talk a lot about how he would do Double Eight themes. You don't know about that, do you?
No, I don't.
Ask Double Eight about it. Double Eight themes. Oh. Good stuff.
So, yeah. Tomorrow, big 400th episode of The Rant. That will be 1 week from tomorrow night, huh? Okay.
No, you said to. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, 1 week
from tomorrow. I'll fix it.
What are you talking about?
Let me say this too. Oh, and then go ahead and do Monday. Did you do next Monday?
I was gonna do that next, but
because you got to get that off a podcast. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Mondays is that awful podcast. That will be at 7 o'clock. And immediately following Raw at 11:15, it's us, Freaks and F Geeks, with me and Lee. That'll be at 11:15.
And I don't know what they're showing next week. I'm sorry, Reed, but I just made it clear. I don't give a fuck what stunt they try to pull next week with some type of special or immediately following Raw shit. Y'all motherfuckers show up here with us in the chat. Fuck whatever they show on the network. Because the thing is this, you can always go back and watch whatever they talking about. So don't give me none of that shit about that. And real quick, Surfer 2, did you hear what are you reading yesterday?
Nah.
All right.
How was that word?
It sounded like, you probably won't hear now, you probably fixed it, but, oh my gosh. It sounded like Surfer had a complete, and the weird part is we just had a conversation about that. I think AA was talking about, on the air, AA was talking about how many times Surfer had to cover his show and talking about this, that, and the other. And I brought up the time when Surfer, I forget, this is back when I can't think of when this was. This is back when Ed and everybody else was on. And I think you couldn't hear Surfer, but you could hear everybody else, or you could only hear, I can't remember what it was. So yesterday, you could only hear Surfer. That's it.
Oh, so God.
You couldn't hear Jordan spazzing about shit yesterday. All you
Surfer
heard
did that shit. Surfer did that shit.
It wasn't intentional. Surfer wouldn't do that to himself.
He did it.
All I'm saying was that shit was hilarious. I called in to tell him. I sent messages. I called in to tell him. They would let them know in the chat. And this is what it sounded like, right? Wait a minute. See, I'm kind of rusty because it's been a week. Let me get some water real quick.
While he gets his water, let me plug up one thing. Next time we'll be doing pay-per-view coverage will be Sunday, April 26th for WWE Extreme Rules. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. with the pre-show, and the chat room will be open during the pay-per-view at 8, and we'll end the night with a post-show at 11 o'clock. That's Sunday, April
26th. You know another thing I want to do, too? I think it's probably a good idea, too. When they do the show, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks, this Wednesday they're going to do Spring Stampede 94, I believe. Mm-hmm. I want to say that's the one. And I think WWE is doing something on – they were advertising something with a Spring Stampede too. So it's kind of weird how they all
– Really?
Yeah. Not the same one. Well, not a new one, but they were talking about one of the older pay-per-views. It wasn't the same year. I don't know what year it was, but what the fuck? Great Khali's wrestling still.
How the fuck is he still on?
Monster Factory Wrestling, Great Khali versus Singh Habib.
You know, I would have thought spring cleaning would have started already. Isn't it like about that time of year?
Well, I mean, you already had two people that kind of, you had one, I think somebody from NXT. You know what I think happens too? I think they give individuals a chance to, some people want their release on their own. It happens every year. Last year, I think it was Caitlyn, wasn't it? Or was that the year before? Last year was Caitlyn. Caitlyn was before. It seems like we lose a diva every year or a set. Then at one point the Bellas left and then they came back. But No. I think they kind of pushed it off. I think it was kind of too noticeable to be right after Mania. It'll happen. There'll be some people who will be gone. You'll see. Who are the people you ain't seen on TV in a while? Where's Heath Ledger at? I know Heath Slater. I mean,
where's pretty much everyone that was in that battle royal at WrestleMania.
Was Heath Slater in the battle royal?
Yes, he was. Zack Ryder was in it. Wasn't Yoshitatsu in it?
He's been gone.
Wow.
Okay. Where you been?
For the longest, I thought it was still working.
Well, let me say this:
because every time I keep hearing him like doing a house show and shit.
Was it you or was it somebody else complaining about them having all those people in the Battle Royal? Somebody was.
I wasn't complaining. I just felt, I'm just like, wow.
Yoshi's been gone for like a year. That's right, because he broke his neck with AJ, which reminds me, it was this awesome spot from this last event where this guy went to go do this move off the top rope and AJ Styles caught him in midair, held him in the air, did the Styles Clash. And now these motherfuckers finally are learning how to take a Styles Clash on the indie scene. And like I said, there's nothing to do with me being an AJ Styles fan. Everybody know he's like in my top three because I'm critical of him too. He needs promo work.
AJ, he's fine.
Okay, he hit or miss.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I think he's okay.
Nah, dude. I'm not one of the people that because I like somebody, they do no wrong. I'm more critical of someone if they're my favorite because I want to see them shine. That's how I am. AJ, he's gotten better, but AJ's promos used to be piss poor. I'm serious. It wasn't until even when Christian came in, Christian really worked with him a lot. Then he worked with Flair for a while. Boom, boom, boom. Towards the end, he had some decent ones. I think the key with a lot of these guys who cut promos, some of them need to keep it short and sweet. Don't give them too much time in the ring or with a microphone. Let them hit these points and send them on their way. They don't need – because some people just can't go like that. But – yeah, so AJ caught this dude in the air, put him in Styles Clash, and he nailed it. And like I said, motherfuckers have been taking this move for 11 plus years prior. Then all of a sudden, everybody wanted to start tucking their head and whatever. I'm not blaming AJ for that shit. Mm-hmm. Learn how to take the fucking move. Cena took a DDT from Mr. Sinister tonight from Cody or Stardust.
Wow.
And if you saw that, Cena sold that shit. He did. He was vertical, straight up and down. I'm not lying, Reed. And you know what? When they showed the replay, you could see the cameraman caught that shit perfect.
Wow.
You know that shit's going inside of a damn Pro Wrestling Illustrated or some shit like that. I'm telling you, somebody's going. Yo, he was straight. He had him straight up and down with that DDT. Straight up and down, yo, no joke. But anyway,
Let's get into the news.
Let's get into it. So, first thing, let's work our way from the bottom up because the way I recorded all this. Kentucky Final Four loss.
Yeah, so.
Go ahead. Kentucky. That's your area with the basketball. Kentucky.
For those who didn't watch college basketball, up until Saturday, was the most dominant, physically intimidating, like most physically intimidating team in college basketball, probably the best team Kentucky has ever had. And they were beat on Saturday at the Final Four by the Wisconsin Badgers, who, by the way, lost tonight to the Duke Blue Devils. Congratulations to the Duke Blue Devils. Fucking whatever. But after that, on campus, the Kentucky fans lost their shit. They started burning shit down, causing a riot. A few people got arrested. Some got injured. Yeah, Kentucky fans are a little spoiled because they have a high expectation of winning every year, which they should. I mean, you know, John Calipari, who also, congratulations, was inducted into the Naismith Hall of Fame, the National Basketball Hall of Fame. He's a very good recruiter. People say he cheats, which I don't believe at all. He just knows how to recruit kids, and he teaches them how to be a team, how to work together, and they always seem to work well as a team because they, 9 times out of 10, they'll get to the Final Four, and sometimes they win it. I mean, they're 8-time national champions, but they had a high expectation. They had a very high expectation to win. And pretty much anybody who watched college basketball, anybody who watched the tournament this year, had Kentucky winning it all, as I did too. It was a shock that they lost on Saturday. I was floored at that. But for them to lose their shit like they did, it shows that Kentucky Wildcat fans are very spoiled.
But this ain't nothing new. This is nothing new, dude. We talked about this when we were talking about stuff before, about how we were talking about riots and I mean, like, we talking about the shit that happened in Missouri. And I was like, yo, you fine motherfuckers do that shit when the hockey team or fucking sports team loses. They flipping over cars, setting
shit. Nah, nobody, no Ranger fans do that.
I didn't say, look, hold up. I don't care about your fucking team. I said hockey players, okay? I'm not getting into it when it comes to your team or if your team do that. I could care less. If they never play again,
I bet you shut down the tables every time the Ravens lose.
I could care less about that too. I'm not in the sport like that, dude. Like I said, when it comes to like the home team, the Ravens or whatever, the Orioles, yeah, I'll support. They're the home team, but if they shut that shit down, I'm not losing no sleep over that. I'm not knocking people into it. That's their thing. It's not mine, so I don't care. I really don't. Like, I could care less. So, I mean, look, these dudes that play, they got enough money, so if they shut that shit down...
Yeah, right now, they're burning shit. Okay, right... Oh, never mind. I don't know why they're doing this, but on the Duke campus, they're, like, burning shit on campus, and they fucking won.
Now, let's see how many police fatalities we have in Duke or in Kentucky. I bet you it'll be zero.
In Durham, North Carolina, why
it'll be zero. It's gonna
you
be
won!
Zero. It's going to be zero.
I bet it will.
Any black people listening, just keep your asses away from these riots. Stay away if you're black. Let me say to my Paul. Let me tell you something. If you're black, stay your ass away from these fucking riots. If you know what's best for you, stay the fuck away. They will pin that whole fucking riot. Motherfucker, you could be in North Carolina, and they will pin the fucking riot on you. It would happen in Kentucky, I'm telling you. Keep your ass away from it. Keep your black ass away. I'm telling you. Stay the fuck away. I'm telling you. Because, like, they had pepper. Look, they said they used pepper balls were used to break up one fight.
Hold on a second now. It's not that college kids don't care. I don't want to hear that shit. Miami Heat fans sure didn't give a shit when they were burning LeBron's jersey because when he up and left. Shit. Don't say it's college
You know what it is? It's these... sports fans, these I'm not, not all not, not
oh shit you didn't burn jerseys
let me it's these sports fans that go some of these sports fans that go crazy some so I won't get messages and Facebook messages about oh Levi you didn't no listen, I'm telling you right now, it's these fans that are these same ones that go to these football games and it's 0 degrees and they got letters painted on their chest with no shirts on and their faces are half painted is in there. I'm telling you, dude, some of these people are crazy and you sound like you're one of them.
I'm not one of them. They lose.
All right. Look, all this burning jerseys, I got better things to do with my time.
Cleveland didn't just burn their jerseys, so did Miami. So don't sit there and try and fucking pin shit on Cleveland when Miami did the same shit too.
Show you but the thing is, this
okay,
race,
I will.
Nobody should be burning jerseys.
But are you gonna blame them?
Huh?
Are you gonna blame them for doing it?
Anybody who does, yeah, they should get blamed. Anybody?
No, they shouldn't.
For burning jerseys? Why?
Miami definitely. I'll blame Miami for burning jerseys.
Rage. Nobody should be burning shit. If a player leaves, that's their right to leave. Why should I care? That's the thing I don't understand. This is the thing, okay? And you can have your reason for it, and your reason is bullshit. And you know it's bullshit. All right? The thing is this. You have a player who fulfills their contract, okay? And I'll say this for anybody. A person fulfills their contract. They fulfilled their duty, and they decide they want to go somewhere else. They have that right. Period. Oh, they just left because they won a championship. You damn right. You would do it. I would do it. I would do it in a heartbeat. If I was playing for a team and my contract was up and I had an opportunity to go to another team and I could win a championship to go towards my legacy and what I've done, I would fucking do it. I would do it over and over and over again until I couldn't do it no more. And you would too. You totally would do it. You'd be a damn lie if you said you wouldn't do it. You playing on a team and if you're playing on a team and you're giving all this effort and you just cannot pull it off with that team, your contract is fulfilled. You've done everything. You've completed your obligation. And now you're offered a chance to go to another team to better your chances of winning. You would do it. You would do it.
Okay.
So don't sit up there and hate on somebody else because they...
Tom Brady wouldn't do no shit like that.
I don't care who else wouldn't do it. You would do it. And I would do it.
What? To all of you voting on this fucking poll that Double A just posted up, fuck y'all.
Oh, he put it up?
Of course he did. And fuck all of y'all.
Yes.
And I like how he's making this into a big fucking joke. My employment status is not a joke on this damn network. Do I sit there and talk about Double A's job or your job? No, I don't do that because I have a lot of respect in that. I don't give a damn what your reason is.
You put it out there, Rage.
Congratulations. I don't sit there and talk bad about y'all's job.
Let me say something. You decided to talk about your job on the air. You did it.
Yeah, I did.
On live radio and did it.
Yeah, I did. And everybody else did. Everybody else talked about their job on the air. So what? What makes me any different?
Bitch. That's the problem. You whine like a little bitch.
What makes me more different than anybody else on the network that's talked about their job?
You whine about a bitch and you just whine and you complain about everything.
Man, fuck y'all, man. Giving me shit. Whatever, dog.
You give it to yourself.
Whatever. Ugh, whatever. Next story.
Don't be getting pissed off at the world because it's shit.
Next story, Lee.
You ridiculous, you know that?
See, my damn nerd.
That's all I'm going to say. Alright, let's move on. Goddamn nerd. Whatever. Rage. Alright, so moving on. I pulled a rage move because I don't know why I'm still using Chrome. Let's see, we got that.
I don't use Chrome. I use Firefox.
Let's talk about this eighth grader. This eighth grade boy who wrote a story about murdering and sexually assaulting dozens of his classmates was allowed to go back to school. And the reason why he was allowed to go back because it was said that that was his First Amendment right to be able to say those things.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, I'm wondering if these kids bullied him.
Rage, it doesn't matter what.
I'm wondering if these kids were bullying this dude to make him want to say some shit like that. Because if he did, then if they did, then that would explain a lot, you know? And I know nobody's going to be on board for it. Nobody's going to agree with me on that. But look, I don't think that at all.
Okay, so now he should be able to go and come up with create these stories in his mind about. So he's being bullied. What person do you know is being bullied? And they create a story about sexually assaulting someone.
I don't know. I never heard of anything like that.
Okay, so I can see if you said, okay, he said he's going to murder somebody, but sexually assaulting, it sounds like he's the person that's bullying.
From the way this sounds, I don't think he's bullying anybody. I think they're bullying him.
Dozens of classmates?
They're fucking with him.
Okay, you know what? Forget all that. Forget that. You have a child. You got a little nephew, don't you? Your nephew's at a school, okay? Yeah. Your nephew's in middle school. You find out that there's a person that's in eighth grade in his class. I would hope that you care about your nephew who wrote this stuff, okay? Who wrote this stuff. And they saying, okay, we're going to let this guy back in school, even though we found this that said he wants to sexually assault your nephew or kill classmates.
I'd take my butt off and whoop his ass.
But you just – but would it matter that he was bullied or anything like that?
Oh my god! I mean, it's a double-edged sword about when it comes down to this.
What's double-edged about it?
Like,
if you're,
because I know my nephew. My nephew isn't gonna bully anybody. It's not him. Okay,
we're talking about the safety of people. Okay, there are measures in place for people who are bullied. So should everybody suffer because these people...
Should everybody suffer? No, everybody shouldn't suffer.
And angry parents continue to protest outside a Texas middle school this week after an eighth grade boy who wrote a violent, disturbing story about killing his classmates was allowed to stay in class. And obviously he wrote this story. He read it. Well, so they got a hold of it somehow.
It's on Wattpad? Now I got to read this.
The Tidwell Middle School student, aged 13 or 14, started a blog on a writer's website called Wattpad in August last year.
Yeah, it's pretty much an ad.
Go ahead.
This wasn't a blog. He wrote a full story. This is on Wattpad. You can read it now.
Tag it, because we're not going to read that. This is a continuous story about me murdering people I hate. This is what he said. Him, a continuous story. This is something that he's continued to do. All right? This has been going on since August last year. They let him back. There were 11 chapters published online up until January this year, featuring stories titled Massacre, Thrown Under the Bus, Blood, Blood, and More Blood.
Oh, my gosh.
It says some of the names of students.
This kid is disturbed.
With one section reading, he tries to hold in a scream, but it escapes him when I drive the scissors down his body. Do you care that this guy was potentially bullied, or do you just think he should be out of the school?
This guy, he's doing a little too much here. He's doing a little too much. 11 chapters of this shit? Wow.
When did it become too much, Rage?
It became too much when you got into, you know, I mean, look, 11 chapters is a bit much, and, you know, based on these titles,
3 chapters, that would have been okay?
Huh?
If you did 3 chapters, that would have been okay?
I don't think... No. Look, here's the thing. Like, I feel like he is trying to express himself, but I feel like he's doing it in a wrong way. He's doing it the wrong way. I don't know
Okay. Rage. There are certain things you may want to do, but you just don't do them, period. Yeah. So what I'm telling you is this. Okay, look, you went on your job today. Maybe, I don't know, I know you from the radio. I've never met you in person. I don't know what sets you off. I just know who you are in the airways, okay? Maybe today at work, these people there, maybe your boss, when you said he yelled or whatever he did over the phone about your schedule, maybe he set you off to such a degree that you felt like you wanted to do some type of harm to him, okay? Now, had you said that you wrote down, or you know, wrote it down, or you said, or did any of that stuff that you're going to do harm to this man, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't be there, and you might end up being at the police station for whatever reason. Okay, so why are you trying to defend this? Okay,
I'm not trying to defend it, but then I understand where. But I feel like he's expressing himself, but not doing it the right way. Because look, here's the thing. Here's why I'm saying this, right? Look, when I was younger, like I wrote a lot. I wasn't writing what he did, but I wrote a lot of things that, like, I wrote to where I can express myself, because I wasn't a social person. Like,
you put it on a blog.
I don't. Huh?
You put it in a blog for everybody to see.
No, I'm not going to do that.
You had a running commentary for, what, 4 or 5 months about what you were going to do to these people, and you were very detailed about how you were going to drive a knife down someone who did this to you. You want this person in school because that's their form of expression.
I don't want that person in school.
That's what I asked you. So this person, okay, so where should this person be? Should they be in school, or should they be in a psych ward?
He shouldn't be in a psych ward, but I feel like he should have somebody to talk to.
Where do you want him to go? Because he's in 8th grade and he's talking about murdering and raping people.
He shouldn't be in a school. He shouldn't be in a school. I totally agree with you on that.
So where does he go? Where do you put him?
I'm not going to put him in a cycle, because what is the cycle going to do?
Where does he go? That's right. Does he go in a timeout? Where does he go, Rage?
Timeout? No.
Where does he go, Rage?
I don't know where he goes, but I feel like he just needs someone to talk to. If he's going to such an extent to write 11 chapters about he wants to sexually rape and kill people like this, then I agree. He shouldn't be in school, but I'm not going to put him in a psych ward, because what good is that going to do? From this story, he has nobody to talk to. So give him somebody to talk to. That's it.
But how does he talk to a person? Does he go home every night and still have access to a computer so he can tell his story and go see somebody on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday?
You know what? I would love to talk to this kid. I would love to talk to him. I want to talk to this kid.
But when he's not talking to you, what should, so this child should be allowed out free. What, listen to what you're saying, Rage. Listen to what you're saying. Listen to what the situation is going on. This is the child. This is an opportunity because this is a child. I'm not saying cast him off. I'm not saying that. I don't want you to say that.
He obviously does. I don't want to cast him off.
He needs help, but he does have something mentally that's gone wrong with him. Because if there are a lot of people that might feel that way, but they aren't advertising that. And he did, so obviously he doesn't care. He put it out there. Everyone had access to it. They saw it. Okay, there could be, look, the person you work with could feel that way every day. They could feel like, I'm going to go to work the next day, I'm going to do this. They don't put it out there. They got enough sense to keep that shit to themselves. Him, he put it out there. So you're telling me that this child just needs someone to talk to when they were very open. It was explicit about what they wanted to do with scissors and how they were going to do this. And you're 13 years old. And you're telling me this person just needs someone to talk to? You're past the stage of just talking to somebody. This isn't okay, mommy and daddy got a divorce, or, you know what I'm saying, I'm being picked on in school, or, you know, I'm having trouble understanding this. Or this. No, this is way past that. You're talking about taking lives. This is beyond, and this is the problem, because people like you, they just need somebody to talk to and ignore that shit. Then when he goes and blows up a school.
No, it shouldn't be ignored.
Then when he goes in there and he goes and he does just exactly what he wrote in that blog, and this becomes a national terror crime or whatever, then you're the one. See, this is the shit.
Look, all I'm saying is I agree that he shouldn't be in school. He shouldn't be necessarily in a public setting, but we shouldn't cast him off.
I didn't say cast him off. Look, put him in a psych ward is giving him help.
A psych ward?
That's what you may not like what it's called, but he's mental. He needs help. You put him somewhere where he can get the help for people who witness.
So putting this guy in a straitjacket and throwing him in a padded room demented, crazy
not everybody,
people is supposed
listen,
to help him?
Listen, because this shows your ignorance. Not everybody goes in a psych ward, goes in a straitjacket, okay? There's a difference between solitary confinement and being in a straitjacket. Some people go into a psych ward. Your problem is you speak on shit you don't know about. You have opinion. No, listen. You have opinions about stuff that you aren't fully educated on. You don't know what you're talking about. I mentioned psych ward, and you immediately thought that we throw this guy in a padded cell and leave him there and give him three hots and a cot. I'm not saying that. You put him in a setting where he's able to get the mental help he needs. The help he needs, Rage. You're not going to get that from a guidance counselor. You're not going to get that from a big brother or some dude that just wants to sit down and hear your problems. Okay? There's nothing you or anybody else could do just talking to him. Because while you're sitting up there trying to figure it out, he's writing the next chapter of his damn horror novel. That's what I'm talking about. You're trying to compare your own experiences. If I was going through that, blah, blah, blah. Well, you wasn't going through that. And you know what? Unless it's something about you I don't know about, you weren't sitting down writing some 11-chapter blog about how you're going to murder your classmates. So how can you understand what's going on in this guy's mind?
I don't know. All I'm saying is we shouldn't – that's all I'm
whatever.
Saying.
Moving along because we ain't going to –
All I'm saying was
– whatever. We'll agree to disagree.
Cast this guy off.
And I said I wasn't doing that. So
okay. I mean that's – then we can agree on that. Okay.
Well, I just told you I wasn't doing that.
Okay.
Good. But you're still adamant about saying that we don't want to put him in a staff. How is putting somebody in a mental hospital, a hospital, casting them aside? I didn't say put him in jail, Rage. I didn't say put him in jail. I said a mental institution. Can you understand that, sir?
Do you know the difference?
Do you know the difference?
I know the damn difference.
What goes on in a mental institution? Because you said putting them there is casting them aside.
I know what the damn difference is. Next story.
Whatever. I'm starting to question why I do this every Monday night. Anyway, a university South Carolina student, she had a complaint about the Wi-Fi at her school. University of South Carolina sorority girl suspended after blaming her campus's poor Wi-Fi in a Snapchat photo. It says University of South Carolina sorority girl has been suspended after she was pictured writing that niggers were the blame, for the campus poor internet connection on a whiteboard in the study room. The white female student who has not been identified was captured in a Snapchat photo detailing several reasons why USC Wi-Fi blows on the board at University of Columbia, South Carolina. They obviously took her, they blurred her face. Her reasons included incompetent professors, ratchets, an overpopulated campus, and parking. But at the top of the list was the word niggers. Her actions were caught on camera by a fellow student. Talk about not giving a damn, because these motherfuckers know they being taped and they don't care. They don't care if they – what do they think is going to happen with these pictures and videos that get taken of them? After the shock image was posted online, the girl, who is apparently a member of the campus's Kappa Delta chapter sorority, was identified by other students and widely condemned for the slur. And she got suspended. She went out with a bang. She flipped the desk over, huh?
Why do white people? No. You know what this reminds me of? I was watching this YouTube video and they did an experiment at Penn Station in New York, and pretty much it was, what do people care about more, free Wi-Fi or free water, right? Most of the people chose free Wi-Fi over free water.
Well, I mean,
and that's, I feel like white, and the mostly, and the people that chose the Wi-Fi were mostly white. Why do white people care so much about Wi-Fi?
Nope. We're not going to put that.
I'm going to throw the race card on it because I feel it is.
Nope.
She's blaming niggas for why Wi-Fi is the mess that Wi-Fi is there.
Okay, well, we got a nuck story, and we're going to see what you guys say about this next one. But before I say that, I'll say that if you left the house and you left your wallet or you left your cell phone, if you left the house and you left your wallet, would you go all the way back and get your wallet?
To get my wallet?
Yeah.
If I really didn't need it at that particular moment, no.
If you left your cell phone, would you go back and get that?
I have to.
That's what I'm saying. Now, you don't drive.
But I have to.
You don't drive. But there was years ago this poll where people were like, if they left their wallet, they figure I borrow money for lunch from a coworker, or if I got pulled over, I explain to the police officer. But if they left their cell phone, they would make them an excuse so they could go back home and get it, because they would not leave without their cell phone.
No, I would not do that. Well, that's a little much. But look, if I'm near my house, of course I'm going to go back and get my phone. In today's society, you need your phone.
There's some people that still don't have cell phones, right?
I know that.
There was a time when, back when I was growing up, where no one
had. It's amazing, but yeah.
So if someone left the house and you needed them, you just had to wait till they got back. Or hope they called you on a payphone. Can you imagine a world like that, Rage, where you couldn't reach someone right when you wanted to reach them?
Yeah, via what? Payphone? No.
No, I mean just in general. Your mom left the house and you need to tell her something important, and she was gone and you didn't know where she was. There wasn't no cell phone to call her on. You just had to wait till she got back.
I really couldn't imagine that.
Is that scary to you? I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just asking you as a younger person.
Is it scary?
Yeah, in the sense of like not being able to reach somebody when you want to reach them.
It's a little tense, but not scary.
Say, for example, you're watching a basketball game and you want to get some popcorn. You don't have a microwave. Is that scary?
No, it's not.
I'm just asking, because there was a time when we didn't have. When I grew up, we didn't have microwaves. Didn't have cell phones.
Excuse me. Hold on. No, I did have to change the channel physically when I was little.
Don't make me
out to be some lazy fuck, alright? Don't do that.
When was the last time you did that, though?
Huh?
When was the last time you slid up the wall and went to go change the channel. Like when the batteries went dead in the remote.
When the batteries went dead in the remote, when I lost my remote, I didn't have a problem doing it.
If you, if, no, but,
yo, why are you? Why
okay, number next. Number next. All right,
stop trying to make me out to be some lazy motherfucker because that is easy. That is easy to do. Anybody can do that. It don't take effort to do it.
Number next. So what about this black? I think he was a basketball player or was he a football player? Who got in trouble for calling his white teammate a nigga? You read that one?
The black teammate.
He was black, yes.
And he called his you're talking about Andrew Harrison, right?
I believe.
From Kentucky? Yeah, Andrew Harrison he was doing a press conference and he uttered "fuck that nigga" and the mic caught it, and he was talking about Frank Kaminsky, who was player for the Wisconsin Badgers. So he got in trouble for that? That's fucked up.
Why shouldn't he?
Why shouldn't he?
Yeah, he should.
I mean, okay, yeah, he should, but, you know.
If it was the other way around, that dude would have gotten in trouble. Why shouldn't he get in trouble?
They would have gotten in trouble, but, you know, it wouldn't have happened so swiftly. Because right when he said it, it's like
this dude should be excused.
He came down with a hammer on him. He didn't necessarily get in trouble. I mean, Andrew, he didn't necessarily get in trouble. He just apologized. Nothing really happened to him. Kaminsky with an I at the end.
Fucking Pollock. He's so stupid.
He is ridiculous. This guy, I swear,
he's so fucking hilarious. Oh my god!
Why are we shitting on the guy's last name now? It's Kaminsky, and it's spelled with the K too. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, learn about the player. Learn about his name before you go shitting on it.
I'm back to my original question, Rage. Can you answer that?
I know how to work a real job. Thank you,
can
by
you
the way.
Can you answer my original question, Reed?
Go ahead. What's your original question,
do
sir?
You think, so you're saying this guy, nothing should have happened to him?
Nothing. I'm not saying nothing should have happened to him. I'm just saying, like, you know, they came down swiftly on Andrew Harrison, but hell, if
it should come down swiftly on anybody.
They pretty much, but when Riley Cooper did it and he for the Philadelphia Eagles, it took him a while to fucking, you know, punish him. They had to review the tape and fucking wonder if that was actually his voice and shit, and then they finally came down with something. I mean, come on. It's him. He said it. Like, don't bullshit around with it. I'm just saying, man. It's the complexion for the protection of the complexion.
All right, here's one for you, all right? Let's see if you can get this one right. Man says DMX robbed him at a gas station for $3,000.
DMX didn't rob him. Somebody said, nah, it wasn't DMX. They said someone from his entourage robbed him. Okay. And you know what's sad is, like, DMX performed, like, he performed at NJ Pack on Saturday, and I really wanted to go.
But forget all that. What should have been the number one question when you heard this story?
Was it DMX?
No.
So what's the question I should have been asking?
Who the fuck has $32,000 at the fucking gas station?
Which means he was looking to get robbed.
Have you ever had $3,200?
Hell no. $3,200.
Yes.
Hell no.
Maybe a drug dealer. Maybe a drug dealer. Maybe.
Yeah, he was a drug dealer. He was looking to get robbed. So fuck him. Playing victim and shit. Fuck him.
How did they? And they just happened to know that he had $3,200, right?
Mm-hmm. So somebody he knew. Mm. Somebody that they knew.
Mm, no shit, Sherlock.
Interesting.
So interesting. Here's one you'll like. Federal government admits medical marijuana works on brain tumors, but still plan to prosecute patients.
Now fuck that. Come on, seriously? So we're going to give the patients medical marijuana, but still prosecute them for using it? That's like saying, okay, we're going to allow immigrants into this. Okay,
so again,
we're not going to allow immigrants into this country, but they can have whatever job we want.
No, Reach. if they're given this, they're given it at a state level, but federal.
But government. They didn't just say they're going to still
be prosecuted. You have to understand, Ray, just, I explained this to you before. You're not listening, okay? Try it again. All right. So the federal government and state government, okay, at a state level, if this was a federal thing, this was all federal, then every state would have it. Like, it would be okay everywhere. But on a that's why some states are – that's why we don't have it here. You don't have it in Jersey, okay? This is state by state. This is state law. But on a federal level, it's still – you can still get in trouble for it. You have to understand that there's a difference.
Why can't we just legalize weed already? What is taking this country so long to do so?
Didn't you learn about civics and all this other stuff in ninth grade about the different branches of government, the legislative, judicial, executive, and the state level and the different
three branches of government?
I'm just saying, I mean, you should know that there's different state laws and federal laws. And
look, bottom line here is, when the fuck are they going to just legalize weed for the entire country? Just do it. Fucking do it.
It says in a recent report issued by U.S. government-funded research group tasked with studying drug abuse and addiction, researchers are now admitting that marijuana is useful in killing off specific types of brain tumors. It says, let me pause this, a publication for NIDA revised as of April 2015 states that recent animal studies have shown that marijuana can kill certain cancer cells and reduce the size of others. Evidence from one animal study suggests that extracts from whole plant marijuana can shrink one of the most serious types of brain tumors. Research in mice showed that these extracts, when used with radiation, increase the cancer killing effects of the radiation. This news comes off an awkward time, considering that just this week an announcement was made by the Department of Justice stating that it will continue to prosecute medical marijuana cases against individuals in defiance of Congress. So while one government agency is admitting the benefits of marijuana in medical treatments, the Justice Department is pushing forward prosecuting medical marijuana users in spite of the data substantiating its value. Couldn't be any clearer that marijuana has medical value. When even NIDA and the Surgeon General,
what other reason is there to not? I'm sorry. What other reason is there for them to not legalize it?
I mean, if there are medicinal or medical reasons to where people can be healed from this, do you really think they want that out there?
I mean, of course they don't. They want and Chris Riley said it best. They don't want to really cure you. They want you to basically buy drugs to basically buy their drugs to basically get you to that next step so they can get some more of your money.
Okay.
They don't want to be cured.
You ready for the next thing, sir?
Nothing but drug pushers. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here we go. white suspect runs away from cops as black suspect gets tasered. Sometimes racial inequality is so blatant. Wait, hold up. I thought this was funny. That's the only reason I put it on there.
Racism can be funny.
Wait a minute. Let me finish. Sometimes racial inequality is so blatant it almost becomes satirical. Case in point, this week a video hit the internet showing two men being arrested, one black and one white. In the clip posted on Twitter, the handcuffed white suspect has been left completely unattended and decides to jump up and run away. Meanwhile, right next to him, five police officers surrounding and tasering the black suspect. No one even pays attention to the white suspect for the most part. And he's already across the street by the time we see just one of the cops finally going after him. And they got
video. What did I tell you?
They have video. Oh my God.
What did I tell you? It's that skin. It's that color.
Now keep in mind, he was laying on the ground, handcuffed.
And he took off and ran.
They
didn't even bother pursuing him.
And they were busy. They were occupied with the black dude. They were tasering. There was five of them. I'm watching the video. I saw it happen. They watched him run down the street. They watched him run his street.
fucking white people. I swear to God.
No, don't do that, Reach.
Lucky sons of bitches.
Because you just gonna put everybody white in the category like that.
I'm not gonna put everybody white in the category. No, I'm not gonna. I take it back. I'm not gonna do that. Some white people.
Good night at all.
Some white people.
Oh, real quick, throwing this out there too, because it's getting late. Damn, I didn't realize time it was. Tamar Braxton got upset because they said she like a Muppet. Bitch, you look like
fuck
a Muppet.
Fuck Tamar Braxton. Fuck her.
Fucking Muppet. We can agree on that. She looked
fuck beautiful. Fuck her. She looks like a fucking Muppet. She looks like a ventriloquist doll that Jeff Dunham would use. Like fuck bottom, her.
The bottom of her mouth like moves independently. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
She was so pretty when she was before she got all that stuff done to her. And now she looks like that thing from Saw.
Exactly. What is it called? She looks like Jigsaw.
That's what she looks like.
She looks exactly like Jigsaw. Fuck Tamar Braxton. Fuck her. Fuck her.
That's what she looks like. Fuck Jigsaw.
Her. Fuck her and her fucking husband. Fuck her. Fuck them. Why the fuck is she so important? Fuck her. Sure.
I have no clue, but she got on TV crying because she got upset because they said she's like a puppet.
What? She looks like a Muppet? Stop fucking your face up then. Fuck Tamar Braxton.
She does. I need to see. Get up before and after Tamar. I gotta see this real quick. Why does her face
look like that? I'm gonna look for it. It's probably, and I know there's one out there somewhere.
And she's from Maryland too. She's like an hour away from, not even an hour. She's like, they grew up like probably like 40 minutes away from where I live. Oh my gosh, this is just...
Fuck Tamar, that puppet mouth cunt. Fuck her.
Oh, calm down.
No, she looked gorgeous when she went before she had that shit done to her face.
She was very pretty before. Very pretty before.
She was.
I don't know why she went and did what she did.
Like shit.
Now she looks like she has Miss Piggy makeup.
See what happens? She's trying to look like fucking Barbie. Like, stop that shit. God damn. Fuck,
I'm going to show you the one I got. And, yeah, I don't know what's up with these people that.
I put it in the chat.
You know what, Rage? I'll give you the one that I have. This is the one I saw. You can look at it. Look at her hair now. It looks like she's looking into my soul. Look at her. It looks like, oh my gosh. I gotta cut that off. Lil' Kim looks worse, though. Lil' Kim looks worse.
Lil' Kim looks like a black Chinese woman. She looks like fucking Kim Jong-un.
No, she don't. Shut up.
No, she looks like Kim Jong-un. Yes, she does.
Are we done here? No, we got one more. We got one more news note, and then we will do one more song break, and then we'll close this out. We should be done, wrapped up in the next 10 minutes. All right, so next one we'll talk about, we don't want to spend all day on this. This is a little closer to home. I actually saw a thing about this on Facebook, and some guy was reporting on this, and now this popped up again today. But this is kind of old news, so... There is a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender gang in D.C.
Oh, shit.
And they walk around with their stilettos and everything.
Piss them off, Lee. They're coming for your ass.
I live in Baltimore. Those are two different places. That's like me living in Baltimore compared to D.C. is like someone from New York saying they live in Jersey. Two different places.
What happens when you talk shit about the trains? Now they're coming for you. They're gonna, oh, my God.
Dude, let me tell you.
They're going to beat your ass with a baseball bat and fuck you with dildos. This is going to be so funny.
Whatever. Fuck you, Rage. Look, it says, wait a minute. They a gang. Donning stilettos, lipstick, and mascara, the young men take to the streets of one of Washington, D.C.'s most violent neighborhoods. They call themselves the, what do you call it? The Check It Gang. But under their clothing, and in some cases, in their Louis Vuitton bags, they're carrying knives, brass knuckles, and pepper spray.
Oh my God.
No.
Oh my God.
We come with more than 200 members of Check It, the only documented
oh my God.
Transgender youth in America.
200?
They are doing a documentary on the teenagers and young adults who have faced discrimination throughout their entire lives, subject to a new independent documentary. Yeah, it's just, I forget who the guy is who's doing this documentary. It says the film also named Check It explains how many of the youths have been stabbed or shot at, while others have served time in juvenile prisons.
Oh my God! I wonder how this recruiting process is.
But now the tight knit, shut up. But now the tight knit gang members who are aged 14 to 22, are fighting to break the cycle of poverty and violence that they have grown up.
Oh my God.
I wish, you know what, I wish, hold on, I wish I could go to YouTube. There was a little clip of them, shit, hold up.
They ain't fucking around no more, man. They tired of taking everybody's shit. Now they got a gang, and they coming to whoop your motherfucking ass, Lee. Ah, they coming for you, Lee. Oh my God.
Wait a minute, is this it? 2 days ago. Okay, hold on. Let me see if,
let's see. See what happens when you fuck with the train? You see what happens?
They got a big stick. Big, okay.
Wonder Twin Powers activate.
Alright, let's see. This is, wait a minute.
Form of a trainee with a can of pepper spray.
Be quiet.
When you look at impoverished areas, a lot of times just being black, you have a lot of odds against you. Being gay and black, it's like, you know, a nightmare waiting to happen.
I've been stabbed. I've been shot.
Somebody say you faggot or you gay.
They will drag you, fuck you up.
We gotta protect ourselves.
Because if you don't stand up for yourself, nobody will.
Check It is the only documented and known gay gang in America, maybe in the world.
And Check It now, it's too many people to even count. Niggas on me because I'm fresh. Apple bottom jean with the bag in their head. Keep hating, I'ma show you come last. I'm gonna show my ass and get your pussy to kill my cash.
I'm gay, I mess with men, but I'ma get my respect one way or the other.
You wanna be down with them, or you're gonna lay down? Your ass,
boy, go. I never show no one my weak side. Because if you show someone your weak side, they use it against you.
I grew up in and out of juvenile facilities, always locked up.
My mom used to be like, you slow, you dumb, you retarded, you faggy ass bitch.
A lot of us are homeless, don't have nowhere to be, don't have no one to count on.
But I'm a strong survivor, so if I know that you're trying to hurt me, I'm going to hurt you.
I'm not going to my friend, okay?
They've been damaged, and they can hurt people. But on the flip side, they resilient. They see a glimpse of hope now. Now we're going to talk about what we call the Check It transformation to get them in the fashion industry. Yeah. Bam! Oh, yeah. Diamonds is the girl's best friend.
It's time to like start actually living our lives the way we want it to be.
You know, I believe that we can go down in history. If no one was going to stand up for us, we stood up for ourselves.
You're dealing with something special, you're dealing with something dangerous, you're dealing with something with a lot of potential to be great or potentially disastrous.
Listen, bitch, you either gonna get down or you're gonna lay down. Oh, shit. I'm ghetto fucking fabulous, honey. I'll fucking kill you, bitch. You fucked with them, Lee. They coming to kill your motherfucker.
Oh, fuck you, Reed. I ain't scared.
They coming.
I ain't scared. All right, let's do this. We about to wrap it up. We're going to get one more song in. I'm going to run to the restroom. And
we're going to do the Serious Lees and or the Rage Against the Machine after
I got break. A feeling you did your Rage Against the Machine last week or the week before. But anyway, we'll see.
I did
anyway.
Not.
Whatever. All right, we'll be back in a second.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jinky Rons and Sugar Dons can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and steam the Vega and get lit, what? What? What?
Introducing Fenty.
phantom of the dark. Walk through my heaven with levitation from reefers, drenching deep as an A7. Showboating with Rugas, flash vines, Belafonte, Digger. Let's give up with this birth as we confiscate your figures. Dressing over brand, levitating, jiki and dashikis. A Lahada car, 54, chasing diamond runners, headed ice band. The big chiller diamond convention, Harlem Buck strut. Reason world, heist, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly. Let me in your house, a pleasure. From the knuckle swatch, shadow boxes catching black eye blue. I play the thief, what? Sensations at the Monte Gras, we screaming cheap, but fulfilling pleasures in my castles, blow the smoke out. The Garza of Vega substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The low don't stop, give me shouts, it's the season. Sauteers, souffleers for swerving no corners. We madness to moolah, living with Charlie's angels on us. No smiling, we're sliding. That gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed. Saturday night special, you better take it light. You jaja, you're a capitan. Quest to the coast, the key logo, wire the chain gang. Keep your ears out for Roy Ayers. Sip the fountain blue, house of bamboo, paradise. This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The cheeky vines and sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and Stina Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The cheeky vines and sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and Stina Vega and get lit, what? What? Fallen sparrows, courtesies of Black Caesar, the convincer, silky days, hatting nice, taking flight, down new going, sweet sensation, Spanish flying with the lady Scarface, bottoms up, sunshine, love potion, never die. From the magic city, transcendent, sweeter on your aura, Fancini in London, relaxation in Bora Bora, got notion to bring it, sing it, never been my function, stoning, robbing, we heisting merchandise and gunning, love it, leave it, but bless the war chief for his bison, get it, got it, the low will forever be nice and, yeah, the sunny chief. But he be sippin' on Moretta. The Geechee Gracious, he be sippin' on Moretta. We float the tri-state draped in the satin vine. This coolie hijacked pack from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the Amaretta? We start the Harlem River quiver, digging sweet daddy. Shoving the crimson blade, hot Sierra serenade. Anatomy for seduction, be this enemy. As we exit the place with grace, Drizzy Amaretta, the bursting of clouds, it pours. Everything seems better on flats with love. We move only in the mess, it's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough of this. This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vines and Sugar Dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and Stina Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vines and Sugar Dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and Stina Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what?
All right, everybody, welcome back to Freaks and F and Geeks. We're wrapping this thing up. We'll be done within the next 7 minutes. I'm Lee, joined by my co-host Rage. Please, everybody, be mindful that we are about to celebrate 400 episodes of the Mothership, The Rant, in 1 week from tomorrow. Can't wait. Going to be in the chat for that one. Everybody come out. Excited to hear what the new theme song going to be. Those dudes got a lot to talk about. Friday, May 1st, we will have a special night of programming, the Age of Ultron special plus Rant EM second anniversary blowout. All right, it's first time being announced right here. Again, Friday, May 1st, we will have a special night of programming, the Age of Ultron special plus the Rant EM second anniversary blowout. Avengers is coming to surface, said this is the greatest movie ever. He said no matter what. He said no matter what that movie, he said no matter how that movie turns out, he believes it's the greatest movie ever. So there's bias for you right there. Anyway, you want to go ahead and start, Rage? You want me to do it? What's up?
I'll have you first.
All right, seriously, I'll keep this nice, short, and sweet. Parents, teach your children some manners. Seriously. You got to teach your children some damn manners, because not only do we deal with children who don't know how to say something simple like excuse me, they will stand there, will not or part their lips to say excuse me to get by, but will stand there or try to squeeze through. And these little fuckers grow up to become adults and do the exact same thing in markets. They try to squeeze their big ass shopping carts behind you because they won't say excuse me. They don't know how to say those, you know, excuse, two words, excuse me. You know, teach your children manners, proper etiquette when they're out in public. That shit ain't cute. I don't care what Dr. Spock wrote in the books. I don't care what you read, what you see on TV, what you saw on, what's the name of that guy's show? Fucking that dude that used to come on with Oprah. Dr. Phil, none of them. You need to make sure that you teach your children some fucking manners. And then when they get older, they will know how to be adults with some man. I mean, seriously. Teach those motherfuckers, you know, how to behave themselves in public. Because it starts with you. And I'm done.
Okay. To close up the show, my rage against the machine will be on funeral motorcades. Now,
3 minutes.
The reason why I'm complaining about this is because a few weeks ago, going down my block, there was a motorcade for a funeral. It contained a horse and a carriage, which is normal here, but behind that was a gang of cars that were honking their horns, that were shouting out the window. Some of them were hanging out of their windows, out of their sunroofs, causing a whole fucking ruckus, stopping in the middle of the street for shit, blocking up traffic. One of the people who were hanging out of their car window was a woman who was actually pregnant. God forbid what happens if that car would have fucked up and would have hit a pothole or some shit. She would have fell out of that car and that unborn baby would have probably been injured. But I feel like these motorcades, I mean, look, if you know where the site of the funeral is going to be, you just meet up there instead of, having a long line of cars follow the hearse to the site. I'm not shitting on it. I'm just saying that, we should all, you're kind of blocking up traffic, in the middle of the day when people are trying to get somewhere, where people are trying to get back to work from their break or whatever. So, just ease up on the motorcades. It's a little unnecessary. It's time consuming and people have somewhere to go. That's it.
You done?
I'm done.
Alrighty. Any final thoughts?
None of your damn business how many motorcades have I been affected by.
Have you been affected by any motorcades?
None of this damn business. It's Jesus. What does that have anything to do with that?
The funny part was you've been wanting to talk about this since before last week.
Yeah.
About these motorcades. Like, this is something that you was really, really been in the back of your mind for the better part of almost 2 weeks.
Yep.
The things you think about, these motorcades.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, you just—you know what? This show right here is gonna go down in the books about the shit you said tonight. Hopefully you'll go back and listen to this.
And I want no, it wasn't bothered for 5 minutes. This damn motorcade took up almost a half hour of traffic time. Get it right, sir.
All right, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.
Half hour. Imagine if it was you. Imagine if you were trying to get back to work. All of a sudden, this long-ass, obnoxious line of cars were blocking up your traffic, stopping in the middle of traffic. I bet you would get pissed off yourself. Are you going to tell me, no, I'm wrong, and are you just going to tell me that?
I'll wait. Again, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us tonight for another episode of Freaks and Geeks. Again, tune in to Randy EM Radio for all the fine shows, and join us here next week, immediately following Raw, for some more sickness, filth, and ignorance, obviously. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Bye, bitches.